Today I thought about how we've come to this time of year again, and I was thinking to myself the vibe, you know, the ambiance of these days, like throwback to 3-4 years ago, how everyone would be in the excitement and the hustle, the anticipation of whether they're going to get their visa, whether they're going to have enough money, whether their passport's going to be here on time, whether they're going to find a ticket, where would they stay in order to go for the mashaya, for the Arba'in walk. And it broke my heart, the thought that we haven't had that for the past 2 years. And I thought, subhanAllah, what did Imam al-Hussein do? I mean, 1400, 1300 something years later, millions and millions of people gather from all around the world to walk on foot in a strange country. Unfortunately, Iraq, which is the cradle of human civilization and the resting place of Allah's most beloved creations, has gone through so much turmoil and turbulence and wars and hardships and conflicts. But, you know, people are like, who cares? We're going to go on this walk as a testimony to our love for Imam al-Hussein, for our devotion, so we may put our feet in the footsteps of Sayyidah Zainab as she walked back to Karbala to see her Hussein again one last time. But what I really was thinking is that this pandemic is going to blow over at some point, sooner or later. I would like for us to hold on to the thought of that day coming where we can go on the mashaya again and observe the rituals and the Sha'air al-Husseini, and to express our devotion and love for Imam al-Hussein again. This is, I think, sort of a blessing in disguise, these few years of absence of the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt in those holy places. You know, once you've been deprived of something for so long and you're given it again, you have more passion and ardor and yearning for it. And that's what we have to do. We have to be super careful of that. At the end of the day, this is a test from God, right? Even if it's a man-made virus, even if it's not a man-made virus, it's still part of that huge plan, huge divine plan. And we need to find our place in that map and not lose sight of our ultimate destination. It's heartbreaking that we have been separated from a lot of our loved ones, or parents, or sisters, or friends, because of this pandemic. The most beloved of them all, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, we haven't been able to visit for years now. But as significant as the ziyarah, the physical presence in that land is, what's more important is for that land, that sacred atmosphere, to be in our heart. Breathing the air of Karbala is on a whole different level, but it's important for us to have Karbala inside our hearts, our spirits, our mind, our worldview. It's important for us at the end of the day not to be dependent on these material. They're still material, the shubak, the dharih, the shrine, the dome, the minarets, they're still material. It's the essence of Karbala that matters. It's the message, the objective, the principle of Karbala that matters. And that has to stay with us. Whether we get to go for the mashaya or not, whether there's a pandemic, not a pandemic, a world war, not a world war. The world is on fire. But we hold on to Imam al-Hussein in our hearts. We hold on to that ark of salvation, that beacon of guidance. And then it doesn't matter where we are, what state or what time, we can never be separated from our beloved Hussein, right? Inshallah ta'ala, I do pray, however, that very soon you will be blessed with the tawfiq to once again go to Karbala and return home. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are.